Hello and welcome. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and we are here today to talk about the role of the fats that you eat in your diet and inflammation that happens in your body. As you may know, inflammation is the cause of most diseases. Inflammation is at the heart of any disease that ends in the ending itis, I-T-I-S, like gastritis, arthritis, encephalitis. That all means that there's an inflammation going on. So today I want to talk to you about why the fats that you eat and the way your body processes the fats that you eat is very important for your body to maintain and control inflammation. So before we get started, I just want to let you know that the information that I'm sharing here is not meant to be medical advice. It's not meant to be diagnosis. And it's just meant to be an educational sharing from my understanding, from my research to you. But I always encourage you, especially if you're under the care of any doctor or physician, that you review the information with your doctor before you make any decisions about changing your diet and lifestyle. So let's talk a little bit about fats. Fat that you eat becomes the membranes of your cell. Every single cell in your body within the membranes contains fats. So if you're eating a lot of processed fats, hydrogenated fats, saturated fats from foods that have been altered and chemically changed, you are going to become those fats. So instead of your cell membrane being this magical membrane that allows nutrients to enter the cell and toxins to get out of the cell, what's going to happen is that membrane becomes stiff and cloggy, and it doesn't allow the beautiful flow in and out. Inflammation can happen in that cell membrane. And this first slide is depicting a picture of a cell membrane. This cell in particular is called a mast cell. And mast cells get involved when your body is inflamed, when you get sinus congestion, when you get respiratory congestion in your lungs. The mast cells are producing a lot of a chemical called histamine. And that happens as a result of this cascade that we're going to look at in more detail. And it's called the arachidonic acid cascade. And you'll see in the picture, the arachidonic acid starts at the top and then it leads down to two sides, leukotrienes and thromboxanes. And these are pro-inflammatory agents. What that means is these are chemicals that incite inflammation in your body. So we're going to look in more detail at this cascade and show you how it is traditionally managed with medications and how you can get control of this cycle by controlling the fats that you eat and the nutrients that you take in that help the fats get converted to what they need to be. So let's take a look at the inflammatory cascade. And what you're going to see at the very bottom are fires. And that's what we're looking at. Inflammation is like a fire burning in your body. So on the left-hand side, we have the leukotrienes, and on the right-hand side, the thromboxanes. Now, there's going to be a lot of technical type language being used in this presentation. You don't need to memorize that or know what they are. I just want you to get an overall view of the picture. So at the top, if you've got your handouts printed out, you can go ahead and write on the left-hand side where it says linoleic acid. That's the fat that is an omega-6 fat. So that's the omega-6 side of the pathway. And if you go to the right-hand side where it says alpha-linolenic acid, that's the omega-3 side. And we always want to have a nice balance between omega-3 fats and omega-6 fats. The omega-3 side tends to be anti-inflammatory. The alpha-linolenic acid and the linoleic acid are what we call essential fatty acids. These are fats your body can't produce and your body needs. So the ideal is that we have anti-inflammatory chemicals being produced as a result of both of these sides. So let's look at the right-hand side, which is the omega-3. Through the action of an enzyme called delta-6 desaturase, your alpha-linolenic acid gets converted to a substance called EPA. And EPA is eicosapentaenoic acid, and you may have heard of EPA when it comes to fish oil supplements and brain chemistry and inflammation. And it helps your body to control inflammation by being converted to something called PGE3, which is prostaglandin 3 and prostaglandin 1. And when you have enough of this EPA being converted from alpha-linolenic acid, your essential omega-3 fat, it displaces another fat called arachidonic acid, which is inflammatory. And arachidonic acid is typically found in things like meat, cheese, eggs, and peanuts. So mainly animal foods. Peanuts is the one big source that's not an animal food that contains a lot of arachidonic acid. And arachidonic acid can directly be converted down to these very, very inflammatory chemicals called leukotrienes and thromboxanes. And these are enzymes. Anything that ends in the ASE, lipoxygenase and cyclooxygenase, those are also enzymes. And our body uses a lot of enzymes to catalyze reactions. So we've got the omega-3 side, alpha-linolenic acid, using the enzyme delta-6 desaturase. And I'm pointing this out because we're going to talk about how we can use the actions of delta-6 desaturates to help you control inflammation. So the delta-6 desaturates takes the alpha-linolenic acid, converts it down to EPA, down to these prostaglandins, which displaces the arachidonic acid and helps to put out the fire. So basically, we think of the EPA as one of our firefighters. On the omega-6 side, similar things happen where the linoleic acid gets converted to something called gamma-linolenic acid, and that's a fat that is also found in things like hemp seeds and borage oil and evening primrose oil and black currant oil. That gets converted down to DGLA, which when things are going well and your omega-6 and your omega-3 are balanced, gets converted into PGE1, so prostaglandin E1, and that helps you create a firefighter as well and put out the fire. But what happens when we eat too much dietary omega-6 fat compared to what we eat as omega-3 fats, then what happens is the GLA gets converted to DGLA, which then can get converted into arachidonic acid and fuel the fire. So we're going to look at the nutritional modulation and the drug modulation so you'll get a sense of how you control this by choosing the right dietary fats. So let's look at the drug modulation first. People will typically take things called NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, or steroids to control inflammation, very commonly prescribed. So let's see how they work. NSAIDs and steroids both can decrease or inhibit the action of delta-6 desaturase so that your alpha-linolenic acid does not get converted down to EPA. And it also inhibits the conversion of arachidonic acid down to thromboxane A3. And by doing so, that reduces the inflammation. Same thing on the other side. The NSAIDs reduce the formation of the arachidonic acid from alpha-linolenic acid. So what's happening, in addition to it putting out the fire by interrupting the conversion from arachidonic acid down to this thromboxane, it's also killing your firefighters. It's inhibiting the conversion to EPA, your anti-inflammatory chemical, and GLA, an anti-inflammatory chemical. Steroids, on the other hand, interrupt the process in addition to, in both those places, right from the conversion from the food form of arachidonic acid into the arachidonic acid itself. So they're more potent in that by inhibiting up here, you also don't get the production of the leukotriene. So let's take a look at how this compares to the nutritional modulation. As you can see, we have a lot more boxes on here, and I'm going to go into a little bit about those boxes and how you can control things. Again, we have this enzyme called delta-6 desaturase. And in order for this enzyme to work so that the alpha-linolenic acid gets converted to EPA and the linoleic acid gets converted to GLA, we need these nutrients, vitamin B3, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, magnesium, and biotin. The things that inhibit this delta 6 desaturase are what's written here: trans fats, alcohol, coffee, and food additives. So if you have a lot of these in your diet, you're going to inhibit the delta 6 desaturase, which means you're going to inhibit the conversion from alpha-linolenic acid to EPA and DHA, and from linoleic acid down to GLA. So where do we find these fats? Remember, on the right-hand side, this is an omega-3 fat. We find alpha-linolenic acid in flaxseed, chia seed, hemp seed, and walnuts. We find linoleic acid, the omega-3, in sunflower, sesame, almond, pumpkin, and other nuts like Brazil nuts and hazelnuts, and a whole lot of nuts and seeds and corn oil and soybean oil all contain linoleic acid. It's a lot easier to get alpha-linolenic acid, and as a result, most people have a much larger ratio of omega-6 to 3 than is really safe and recommended. It is estimated that people in the U.S. have an average of 12 to 20 times the amount of omega-6 in their diet to omega-3. And what this creates is an excess of omega-6, which means that there's too much of this going down to GLA, there's too much going down to DGLA, and a lot more of the DGLA gets converted to arachidonic acid rather than to this anti-inflammatory PGE1. Your GLA can actually be found in your diet directly in things like borage oil, black currant oil, evening primrose oil, and also a fair amount in hemp seeds and chlorella. On the other side, the EPA and DHA is very abundant in fish and algae. And you could take supplements of EPA and DHA either from fish oils or from algae oils. So when this thing is humming along, you've got enough of these omega-3 fats, flaxseed, chia seed, hemp seeds, and walnuts in your diet, or enough of the algae or fish in your diet so that your firefighters are strong. You've got plenty of EPA. It displaces the arachidonic acid and puts out the fire. And if you're humming along and you've got a ratio of omega-6 to 3 of about 3 to 1 is about the max you should have, then you're going to have it nicely humming along on the omega-6 side. The GLA gets converted to DGLA, which gets converted to this prostaglandin, which supports your firefighter, which then puts out the fire. You can also affect this pathway in addition to controlling the fats you eat by taking certain herbs and supplements. Of course, it's really important that you get all these B vitamins and vitamin C and zinc and E and magnesium and biotin so that delta 6 desaturase can work to convert your dietary into your EPA DHA. But you can also take a supplement of vitamin E and curcumin, which is found in turmeric, the Indian spice turmeric. Awesome anti-inflammatory, and that will prevent the conversion of your food forms like meats and cheeses and all into the arachidonic acid, so you have a decrease in your inflammation. In addition, bioflavonoids, which are abundant in your plant foods and citrus foods and green foods and your ginger and vitamin E and your EPA, which is up here, and your zinc, also inhibit the conversion of arachidonic acid, both to thromboxanes and leukotrienes. So what does this all mean to you? Well, if you decide to control inflammation with the drugs, taking our steroids or NSAIDs not only to put the fire out, but they kill our firefighters. So as soon as you stop taking them, the inflammation comes back full force, and you don't have the ability to control the inflammation on your own. Whereas when you control this nutritionally, you're supporting your firefighters as well as putting out the fire. So you've got the best of both worlds. In summary, we need to be in balance between our anti-inflammatory chemicals and foods and lifestyle and our pro-inflammatory, meaning promoting inflammation. So on the inflammatory side, we've got red meat, eggs, dairy, peanuts, processed foods and oils, alcohol and coffee. On the anti-inflammatory side, we have essential fatty acids, fish oils, vitamin E, bioflavonoids, vitamin and mineral cofactors, which are abundant in your green leafy vegetables and fresh fruits and veggies and seeds and sprouts. And in addition, we have help because your body has its own built-in cleanup crew, like your lungs and your lymph and your kidneys, your liver, digestive enzymes, and all your antioxidant nutrients. And then you can get extra support from the outside using acupuncture, homeopathic medicine, botanical medicine, bodywork, manipulation, exercise, physical therapy, and lots of other things to support this process. So as you can see, you have control of the inflammation in your body by controlling the fats you eat and adding some extra herbs and nutrients and eating a lot of really high nutrient dense green foods, including greens from the sea.